Emma McPherson, it's a tricky moment for you right now, isn't it? We're here at the Hawkesbury Showgrounds. You've got some horses here, including a sick foal, and the vet, John Parbury, is here right now treating that foal. What happened to him?
Well, we've got a very sick 10-day-old foal. We had a fire come through our property on Thursday that actually blackened all our paddocks. What's actually happened is little Oki, who's only 10 days old, has a stomach full of ash. And he's also got a bit of a respiratory infection. He is very sick. We're just hoping and we're just sort of monitoring. This is the second time we've had the vet to him.
So the fires actually came up and burnt your property?
Actually burnt out the property, actually took out two horse sheds, actually took out my chook pen and actually took out the side fences. But the major damage was where the fences didn't actually get destroyed, but the paddock was actually destroyed with the grass was blackened.
Quite a few horses in here with us
at the moment. Quite a few horses in here. We've got about 60 horses, yes, all in the showground. We've got the three big ones, and we've got little Oki with his mum.
So you named Oki after the fireys, I understand.
We did. We named Oki with the fire at our house on Thursday that Oakville Fire Brigade was the first fire brigade to our property to actually try and save the house, and they actually saved Oki with his mum. So we named him in honour of the Oakville Fire Brigade.
I can imagine. No, just looking in the stalls, the vet's got some equipment there, but what do you think? What's the treatment?
Well, what they're going to actually do is give Oki some paraffin and give him some antibiotics. We've just got to sort of wait and see. Mum's not being over obliging at the moment. She's been quite protective. She's a little bit confused. It's out of her own environment and his environment. Everyone's feeling a little bit stressed. So it's all fingers crossed for Oki to try and save Oki.
Right. How did your neighbours fare?
Neighbours on the side property, they had a shed on their property. It was completely burnt down. The paddocks were completely blackened.
We've got the RSPCA.
We've got the RSPCA monitoring the things with the vet as well. You know, it has been the most wonderful setup to be able to bring the horses down here. You know, the heroes are the RSPCA, the Heavenly Horses, you know.
Tell me about Heavenly Horses, because they made a big difference to you, didn't they?
They made a huge difference to us. We don't actually have a horse float, and I was actually on Facebook and somebody sent me their phone number, and I have never been so grateful that within half an hour, floats turned up at my property with people and they moved those horses. These people have never met me before. They don't know me. They do it for the love of horses. They are the true heroes that we actually got our horses out.
Thanks, Emma.
Yeah, thanks.